ما گفتیم که لواکی با اون حرارت و اینها تشکیل میشه، ولی ضرورتی نداره که در اون موقع تشکیل اون مواد مذاب و اینا ما اونجا باشیم، که اون مواد مذاب اومده و به اصطلاح یه وقتی هم از اون زیر یه سرش باز شده و این مواد مذاب تخلیه شده و اون زیر یه حفره ایجاد شده، بعدن که سرد شده یه قاره در سطح زمین، بعد که شما میرید اونو میبینید قاره، رفتن اون تو کاری نداره. اصلا مشکلتر قار زیر آبه که احتیاج به تجهیزات و وسایل داره. sand and grit in underground streams A is correct help to wear down the rock. چرا؟ این همین جمله رو داریم، you know, for many years the stream laden with sand and grit wears away the bottom and sides of the rock tunnel. این عبارت اصلا دارید شما، به مدت سالهای دراز اون جریان laden with پر از sand and grit ماسه و خرده سنگ wears away میساید the bottom and sides of the rock تونل، ته و دیواره های اون تونل سنگی رو. خب این همین ها اینجا هم داره دیگه. خب این هم این همون رو به شما گفته، میگه یه sand and grit شن و اون سنگ ریزه این underground streams در به اصطلاح آب‌های زیرزمینی در نهرهای زیرزمینی کدوم معنی درسته؟ help to wear down the rock کمک میکنه به ساییدن و از بین بردن صخره، have no effect on the rock هیچ تأثیری نداره که غلطه، are dissolved by the water خود اون سنگا تو آب حل میشن، مگه شکرن که حل بشن؟ پس اولی درسته. next one surface. Lava poured out by a volcano hardens first on the surface. Yes. Correct. Next one. Acid.
Carbonic acid is a strong, bitter liquid.
Is it false or is it correct? Or is it truth? ببینید اگه غلطه باید false بگید، اگر که درسته باید T بگید، یعنی truth. حالا این truth یا false؟ غلط دیگه. Next one.
The stalactites and stalagmites often need to form
pillars. Yes, it is true. Yes. Next one.
Melted rock.
What is melted rock? It is lava. Melted rock is lava. Yes, you please, Mr. Ali Muhammad.
Dries up?
No, number two, strength or power? In paragraph four. You have not done the exercise.
Force.
Mr. Raghim. Sipping down, yes. Next one. Dissolves.
Evaporates.
Arrive at not dead. Home. چی شد؟ خب چی شد؟
Live.
Live, yes. Mr. Saleh. Pieces of, hanging pieces of. Icicles. Next one, Mr.
Belonging to the sea,
marine, belonging to the sea, marine, daryayi. Next, yes, number 10, Mr. Ali Muhammad.
Firm.
Not liquid, firm.
Solid,
yeah. Tiny.
Outlet.
Vent. چی شد؟ I got it. Vent. Way out. Your vent. The vent of the cooler. دریچه. از همین ما داریم ventilation یعنی تهویه. خروجی. همون دریچه هواکش اونو بهش بگم vent. Okay, next one.
Never.
Enlarge. Next one. Finished. Page 99. Whose term was it?
The earliest used of.
Earliest.
The earliest used of.
Pigeon.
Pigeon post is recorded in
ancient
Egypt.
Is that correct?
Yes.
درسته مصر باستانه من یادم نمیاد. مصر کلهور مصر خدایی.
The humming.
Humming.
Humming. The humming
instinct.
Instinct that makes
pigeons.
Pigeons important as
messengers.
Messenger was understood logical.
Yes. The homing insect. Homing here means home going. جانب خانه رفتن. Instinct, غریزه. The homing instinct, غریزه خانه رفتن, that makes pigeons, که می سازد کبوتران را important as messengers, مهم به عنوان پیامبر, was understood long ago, مدت ها پیش درک شده بود. مسنجر پیامبر. بله رسول. اگر ما ببینیم پیغمبر رو یه دفعه بهش میگیم پروفت, یه دفعه میگیم مسنجر. اگر که از پروفت, از ریشه پروفت به پیغمبر نگاه بکنیم, به معنی از پروفسی و اینها, از بیان به اصطلاح پیام خدا و اینها هست, از اون معنا, از اون جنبه معنی بشیر و بشارت دهنده است پروفت. در حالی که در این جنبه مسنجر اگر بگیم از معنی پیامبر, منتها از معنی رسول, کسی که رسالتی داره که چیزی رو ابلاغ بکنه. هر دوش به معنی پیغمبره, منتها هر کدوم به یک صورتش. یکی پیغمبر هم همون رسول دیگه, پیغامبر.
مسئول
هستی
ابلاغ
را
برسونه,
یک مسئول
نیست. در این
ذهن
به این معنی
که مسئول هستی ابلاغ را برسونه کجا؟ این مسئنجر؟ نه, این الان اون مسئولیتی در کار به اون صورت نیست, ولی به هر حال به معنی پیغمبر هم به کار میره. کلمه مسنجر که به معنی سفیر مثلا هست, کسی که میبره چیزی رو ابلاغ میکنه, به معنی پیامبرم هست. اوکی, گو اهد پلیز, وی دونت هاف اینف تایم. پیجن
فلایز
دیورینگ ترینینگ پیریود
always the same become greater the as training goes on is 150 miles become greater as training goes on
become yes becomes greater as training goes on. That's something natural. Next one.
Pigeon post is mostly...
What? Pigeon. Pigeon post.
Pigeon post is most in danger from... what is seen? Fog and mullies. And you done? No? Not.
Which one are you?
Night. See. Shahar.
Pigeon post is most in danger from hunters, enemy birds, fog and moonless nights. I suppose is correct. See. Moonless nights, شب‌های بدون ماه. اون ایمون بی زبون دیگه, هم تاریک باشه هم مه باشه, تازه زمین هم بخواد پیدا کنه دیگه. حالا اینها البته نوع خاص,
نوع خاصه, کمتر دوازی
میکنه. اوکی, گو اهد. Five. During the siege of Paris. Siege, the same as encirclement, محاصره. During the siege of Paris, معاصره. تیه من ندیدم چی شد جوابش. During the siege of Paris چی شد؟ A 20 word limit was set for messages so that more people could send messages. محدودیتی برای تعداد حروفی که شما میتونستید برای نامتون بفرستید وضع کرده بودن برای اینکه افراد بیشتری بتونن نامه بفرستن. So that more people could send messages. افراد بیشتری بتونن پیغام بفرستن. چرا؟ من یادم نیست، نگاه نکردم کدوم پاراگراف. نه سوال در مورد کدوم پاراگرافه؟ نه
آه people began using to send.
خب شما کجا فهمید؟ خب بخونیم ببینیم. Men and women in England with friends and relatives in Paris could send messages through their post offices. The rules were that nothing about the war could be written. That the message must be no longer than 20 words and that the letters should be open. They were collected and sent to a French city some miles away from Paris. Here the messages were attached to the homers which flew off for their lofts in the besieged city. خب شما کجا متوجه شدید که از A درسته؟ اون اگر درست بود لزومی نداشت که اون در اون صورت باید سوال اینجوری میکرد که Why the letters should be open؟ چرا باید نامه ها باز می بود؟ اون وقت جوابش اینه که برای اینکه nothing would be said about the war. So that nothing would be said about the war. برای اینکه نامه ها رو بخونن مسئولین پست و ببینن که چیزی در مورد جنگ گفته نشده. موضوعی نیست. موضوع اینه که وقتی نامه ها به تعداد کلمات کمتری نوشته می شد با توجه به تعداد کم این نامه برهای پرنده تعداد بیشتری از افراد میتونستن نامه بفرستن.
این نیست که فقط مثلا به اقوامشون احوال دوستی
این صریحا نگفته. ما هم نمیخوایم به قول معروف محاجه بکنیم، میتونه مال شما هم درست باشه، اما من میگم اگر منظورشون این بودش که مطلع کسی خبر جنگ و فاش نکنه، اونو که از روی باید این پرسشگر میپرسید که چرا گفتن نامه ها باز باشه و جوابش این بود برای اینکه مطمئن بشن که چیزی در مورد جنگ نوشتن. ولی در هر حال فرقی نمیکنه، زیاد قطعی نگفتی که کدومه. بله این الان میتونه دو تاش صحیح باشه، البته طبق معمول مال من صحیح تره. I think this. Okay. نمیدونم تا حالا توجه کردیم به چیز بازی این بچه ها. مثلا سر یه نمیدونم چی لیلی بازی کردن، میگه اول من، اون میگه اول من، میگه اول من، اون میگه اول. یه 10 دقیقه میگه اول من، آخر یک شیون یه راه حلی پیدا میکنه. یه خیلی خوب اول تو اول من، ولی اول من. حالا ما هم جواب ما در هر حال درست. بفرمایید. بسیار شما بفرمایید. بی
the words that was marked to the red were on the field itself.
Yes, correct. Next one, number 7. During
the season of Paris from 400,
yes. Next one. Photographs. Messages. Rate of movement. Speed. Rate of movement is speed. سرعت حرکت، نرخ حرکت میشه سرعت دیگه. آهنگ حرکت. Next one. Ancient. Encircled.
Ringed. Round about.
Besieged. محاصره شده. Surrounded. میشه یا besieged.
Gather together.
What is it?
با هم.
گرد هم جمع شدن.
Collect.
Next one.
Fasten.
Attach. Next one.
Official rules.
Yes, next one.
Fasten firmly in place.
Support. Next one. Secure. Okay. Go ahead.
Not official. Private.
Yes. خصوصی.
Instinct,
غریزه. یه قدرت طبیعی، حس طبیعی میشه غریزه. Next one.
Large in range,
great. Yes, next one. Mr. Ismaili.
Enlarge.
Unlawful act. Offense.
Short leather boots.
Short leather notes, yes. نامه کوتاه یاد داشت. Next one.
Closed up.
Sealed. بسته نفوذ ناپذیر.
Finished.
یازدهمی. Made greater in size. چیزی که در از لحاظ اندازه بزرگتر شده باشه، لغتی ما داریم که اینو میرسونه. اون enlarged. تو enlarge یعنی بزرگ. Enlarge بزرگ کردن، past participleش یا قسمت سومش ایدی گرفته enlarged، بزرگ شده.
Brain
یعنی چی؟
Size
اینجا نوشته که range یعنی دامنه، اندازه. Okay, are you ready? Earliest. زودترین، قدیمی ترین. عمل غیر قانونی که میشه آفنس، جرم. کلیر؟ directions. There are four words in each line. در هر لغت پنج واژه وجود داره. Three of the words, سه تا از اونها are in correct alphabetical order. به ترتیب الفبایی صحیح هستن. One word is in the wrong place. یه دونشو غلط اونجا گذاشته. به ترتیب الفبایی نیستن. In each line, select the word that is in the wrong place. Write the word. در هر خطی اون لغتی رو که در جای غلط قرار گرفته انتخابش کنید و اونو بنویسید. به این ترتیب میخواد چشم شما رو با ترتیب الفبایی لغات در دیکشنری عادت بده. مثلا ما داریم space، بعد داریم sleeping، smaller، souls. کدوم غلطه؟ space قبل از sleeping اومده، space باید بره آخر از همه، برای اینکه داریم SL، بعد داریم smaller SM، بعد داریم souls SO، بعد داریم space SP. space باید بره آخر از همه. حالا want، would، will want اول باید بیان، will چرخ، will اراده، word جهان. به این ترتیب. اوکی. بیست و سه و بیست و چهار. There are four words in each line. در هر خط پنج تا لغت وجود داره. چارتا. Three of the words are in correct alphabetical order. سه تاشون به ترتیب صحیح الفبایی هستند. One word is in the wrong place. یکی از اونها در جای غلط. In each line در هر خطی select the word، انتخاب کنید اون لغتی رو، that is in the wrong place، که در جای غلط قرار گرفته. Write that word، اون لغت رو بنویسید. بله، من مثل همونم. 28. The words below are divided into two syllables. لغات زیر به دو سیلاب تقسیم میشن. Write each word as it is divided. هر لغت رو به این صورت که تقسیم شده، یعنی فاصله وسطش گذاشته شده، بنویسید. Say it softly to yourself. اون رو با آرامی به خودتون بگید. Place the accent mark after the syllable that is spoken the loudest. علامت اکسنت رو یا علامت استرس رو بعد از اون سیلابی که بلندتر از همه گفته میشه یا ادا میشه بذارید. Supply, supply. Problem, problem. Table, table. Station, station. Around, around. Orbit, orbit. اینا رو باید علامت استرسشو در جای صحیح بذار. یه مقدار فونتیک باید کار. Any question? No. Unit 35, a message for honeybees. A message for honeybees. Message, messenger. Something like a red letter. A letter can be a message. A note can be a message. پیغام. پیغامی برای زنبورهای عسل. In 1959, a scientist told honeybees where to find food. He did so by having a wooden bee dance on a comb in a hive. Worker bees watched the dance of the imitation bee. Then they flew to different places within 1,000 yards, collected nectar and returned to the hive. Okay, in 1959, a scientist, who is a scientist, told the honeybees, گفت به زنبورهای عسل, where to find food. اینو گرامرش رو همین هفته پیش خوندینا. I know where to find food. I know how to do it. I know. Can you tell me how to buy a book? این همون ترکیبه. He did so by having a wooden bee dance on the comb in a hive.
Wooden,
made of wood. Yes, wooden chair, not metal chair. Wooden chair. By having a wooden bee. Do you remember the causative case in the grammar on Wednesday? I told you causative case. My father makes me wash my face. I have the repairman repair the TV. بچه سببی. اینم by having a wooden bee dance on the comb in a hive. Comb. The honey is stored in the chambers of a comb in a hive. The honeybees live. The honeybees live in a hive. Worker bees worker bees, a group of bees who work in a hive. Zambur. Worker bees watched the dance of the imitation bee. Imitation. Imitation means not real, fake. رقصیدن Yes, a place for dance. اسم مکانه دیگه، مثل کافی شاپ، قهوه خانه، جایی که قهوه صرف میشه. Dancing is a place for dance. اسپورت کلاب، باشگاه ورزشی. They flew to different places within 1,000 yards. Flew past tense of fly. آنها پرواز کردند to different places within 1,000 yards. در فاصله 1,000 یاردی. Collected nectar and returned to the hive. Nectar.
Nectar.
The sweet material on the flowers is called nectar. Yes, on the flowers sometimes there are some sweet liquids. مایعات شیرین. This is called a nectar. The story of the dancing bee of 1959 really began about 20 years earlier. The story shows how curiosity, thought, and hard work lead to new discoveries about our world. The story of the dancing bee of 1959 really began about 20 years later. The story shows, the same as indicate, how curiosity, curious is a person who always asks questions. Children are very curious. They say, why does the bus stop there? Why does the taxi go fast? Why don't we go to cinema? Always children ask questions. Why? Because they are curious. They break the radio because they want to see what is inside the radio. Yeah. Konchkov, yes. Curiosity is the noun. How curiosity, thought, and hard work led to new discoveries about our world. Taught the act of thinking. And hard work lead to new discoveries about our world. Hard work, the same as working hard, lead to. Where does this road go? This road leads to Kashan. If you go on this road, you end up or you wind up in Kashan. New discoveries about our world. Discovery. Finding or exploration, kashf, yes. Dr. Karl von Frisch, a German person or Prussian person, was trying to find out whether bees could tell different colors and different scents apart. He saw a bee fly to its hive with honey from a supply left on a table. Then he noticed that workers from the same hive flew directly to the table. Dr. Karl von Frisch was trying to find out. What is find out? Yes, learn, understand, pay for them. Whether bees could tell different colors apart. Tell apart. Please repeat after me. Tell apart.
Tell apart.
Tell apart.
Tell apart.
Can you tell this book apart from that book? No, I can't tell them apart. They are very, very similar. My pecan is the same, is like your pecan, the same as your pecan. I can't tell them apart. They are like each other. I always make a mistake. I want to get into my pecan, I go towards your pecan, because both of them are pecan, both of them are model 60, both of them are yellow. I can't tell them apart. Means I make a mistake. I see your brother, because your brother is very, very like you. Your brother is Hassan, you are Ali. When I see you, I say, how are you, Hassan? And you say, I am not Hassan, I am Ali. What? I can't tell you apart. No. No. To tell apart means tashkhis dadan, tamayuz qail shudan. Tell apart. You can find it. ببینید این اصطلاحیه که مفعول وسطش میاد. Tell something apart. Something اون وسط اومده، apart رفته آخرش. Tell something apart. اون something چیه اینجا؟ Tell different colors and different scents apart. رنگ های مختلف and different scents apart. Scent. He saw a bee، زنبوری رو دید، fly to its hive، که پرواز کرد به کندوش، with honey from a supply left on a table. With honey from a supply left on a table. Supply. One of the meaning of supply is opposite demand. Demand. The supply of oil. Then he noticed that, he saw that the workers from the same hive flew directly to the table. Dr. von Frisch became curious. Curious, we had it. How did the bees know where to go? Here was a new mystery in bee behavior. He planned carefully how to solve it. I read it again. Dr. von Frisch became curious. What is curious? Konchkov showed. How did the bees know where to go? Here was a new mystery in bee behavior. Mystery. Something like a secret. Yes. Something like that, maybe. He planned carefully how to solve it. To plan, the same as to do the necessary preparation. No, not map. Map is a geographical map. A map of Tehran, a map of Iran. Plan, برنامه ریزی کردن. The first step in the solution was to mark the bees he was observing. He used different colors and marked different parts of each bee's body so that he could recognize each bee. The first step in the solution was to mark the bees he was observing. Solution. Solution, the same as way out, راه حل. Yes. سالو حل کردن، سلوشن راه هم. To mark the bees he was observing. Mark, to put a mark on, علامت زدن. He was observing. Observing. Observing, yes, I'm telling you. To observe. For example, suppose you want to observe a microbe. You put it under the microscope and you observe it. Not you go in the cinema and observe the film. That is watching. Observe something like a study. Study, yes. بررسی کردن، مطالعه کردن. Yes, یعنی ناظر. کسی که صحنه ای رو با دقت و زیر نظر داره. behavior رفتار. He used different colors and marked different parts of each bee's body so that he could recognize each bee.
Recognize.
The same as distinguish, تشخیص دادن. Distinguish. To teleport, yeah. Then he followed the bee carrying honey from the observation table. He watched the bee inside the hive. After other workers had taken the honey, the bee began a dance, taking quick steps. The bee turned in a circle, first to the right, then to the left. Bees stood round the dancer. Their antennae, the two feelers on an insect's head, were close to its body. The dancing bee moved to one position after another on a comb, repeating its dance. Always in each repetition, the bee changed to go left at the same point in the circle. Okay? Then he followed. Follow the same as go after. Then Dr. von Frisch followed the carrying, the bee carrying honey. That bee which was carrying honey from the observation table.
Honey.
Hasan. He watched the bee inside the hive. He observed the bee inside the hive. After other workers had taken the honey, after other workers had taken the honey from this bee, the bee began to dance, started to dance. How did he dance? Taking quick steps. در حال که قدم های سریع برمی داشت, the bee turned in a circle. بی شروع به اون زنبور شروع به چرخش دایره‌ای کرد. First to the right, then to the left. اول به چپ و اول به راست و بعد به چپ. Bees stood round the dancer. این معرکه گرفته, اونا هم واسطن دارن نگاه میکنن. Their antenna, the two feelers on an insect's head. Feeler, the same as sensor. حس کننده, feeler یا sensor یا antenna. Feeler or sensor. Antenna, شاخک. were close to its body. Close, the same as near. The dancing bee, اون زنبوری که داشت میرقصید, moved to one position after another on the comb. Moved to one position after another on the comb. رون شانه اصل از یک موقعیت به موقعیت دیگه میرفت. حس کننده. Repeating its dance, در حالی که تکرار میکرد رقصشو. Always in each repetition, the bee changed to go left at the same point in the circle. In each repetition, act of repeating, عمل تکرار, the bee changed to go left at the same point in the circle. میرفت به نقطه چپ در همون محل دایره که اول به راست رفته بود. From what followed, Dr. Van Frisch learned the meaning of the circular dance. A watcher left the group of spectators, cleaned its antenna, and flew from the hive to the supply of honey on the table. Other spectators did the same. They had learned from the dancer that there was honey nearby. Okay? From what followed? From the things which happened later, Dr. Van Frisch learned, understood the meaning of the circular dance. Circular, the same as round, گرد, مدور. یاد گرفت معنی این رقص مدور. A watcher left the group of spectators. Watcher is a synonym for spectator. Yes, if there is a football match between Esteghlal and Piruzi football teams, you go to the Azadi Stadium to watch the game, to watch the match. You are an spectator. You are a watcher. What is it? Yes, yes. A watcher or an spectator left the group of the spectators, cleaned its antenna. Yes, made clean its antenna. Antennaشو تمیز کرد. فقط انسان غیر از اینکه بگه جلال خالق چیزی دیگه ای نمیتونه بگه. And flew from the hive to the supply of honey on the table. اون ذخیره عسل رو میز. Other spectators did the same. They also flew to the supply of the honey, of honey on the table. They had learned from the dancer that there was honey nearby. They had learned from the dancer that there was honey nearby, near the place, near the hive. Is it clear? Dancer, رقصنده. اون زنبور رقصنده یاد گرفته بودن که عسل کجا هست. بعد اومد آنتنش هم سرویس کرد و رفت اونجا عسل رو برداشت. Question. Honey, عسل. Supply, ذخیره. Okay. Now the scientist curiosity suggested another problem. How did the bees know whether many or a few of them should follow the dancer's directions? How did I understand that it is necessary for them to go in the direction shown by the dancer in a large number, or if a few of them would go there, that would be enough? Huh? Now the scientist curiosity, Konchkavion Danishman, suggested another problem. Suggest the same as put forward. Matrah kardan. What is the other problem? The other problem is that how did they know whether many or few of them should follow the dancer's directions? از کجا دونستن که تعداد کمی باید مسیر اون رقصنده رو پیشنهاد کردن ترک کردن؟ تعداد زیادی باید اون مسیر رو دنبال بکنن یا تعداد کمی؟ از کجا اینو فهمیده؟ Again, careful experiments and observations gave the answer. If the supply was good, the worker returning from it repeated the same circular dance. When the supply grew less, the worker did not dance. The scientist discovered too that there was no dance when the nectar was thin. I read it again. Again, once more, careful experiments. Experiment. Mr. Smiley, is like a test. Yes. Careful experiments and observation, the same as a study, gave the answer. Showed the answer. Yes, جواب رو در اختیار گذاشت. If the supply was good, اگر ذخیره خوب بود, the worker which was returning from the supply repeated the same circular dance. ببینید این زنبور دومی که رفت عسل آورد, اگر هنوز عسل اونجا بود اینم میومد همین رقص رو برای بقیه تکرار میکرد. اگر نه که میرفت عسل رو میذاشه گوشه ای و تو اون خونه شان و میرفت دنبال کارش, اونا میدونه خبری نیست دیگه. When the supply grew less, grew past tense of grow, the same as become, شدن. When the supply grew less, the worker did not dance. This return, come back, بازگشتن. The scientist discovered too. The scientist also discovered that there was no dance when the nectar was thin. Nectar, I told you, the sweet liquid and the flowers, shahd gul. الان بعدن اینم فکر میکنم همین پایین هست. اینجا اون به هشتایی که میبینید اینا تو اون قسمت هم هست که شهر داره. The next step was to study the behavior when honey was placed farther away from the hive. Dr. von Frisch discovered that a dance again gave the message, but the dance was different in pattern. Instead of being circular, it was like the figure 8. The next step that was taken to study behavior. What is behavior? Manner, yes, conduct, raftar. Behavior, manner. When honey was placed farther away from the hive, Dr. von Frisch discovered that a dance again gave the message. But the dance was different in pattern, the same as form. The form of this dance was different from the form of the previous dance. Instead of being circular, it was like the figure 8. Like number 8. It wasn't circular, it was in the form of 8. The dancing bee made a half circle on the comb. Half circle. Instead of, in place of, bejaye. And then ran in a short straight line. Then it made a half circle in opposite direction. Then it ran in a straight line to complete the figure of 8. This pattern was a message about both distance and direction. I read it again. The dancing bee, the bee which was dancing, made a half circle, not a complete circle, half of a circle, on a comb. And then, and after that, ran in a short straight line. شروع به دویدن کرد به خط مستقیم کوتاه. دیگه نرخصید. Then made a half circle in the opposite direction. بعدن یک نیم دایره در جهت مخالف انجام داد. Then it ran in a straight line to complete the figure of 8. سپس به خط مستقیم حرکت کرد تا چه بکنه؟ تا عدد 8 رو تکمیل بکنه. 8. This pattern was a message about both distance and direction. این شکل 8 یه پیامی بود هم در مورد distance مسافت and direction و مسیر. The distance was shown by the speed of the dance. The distance was shown by the speed of the dance. مسافت توسط سرعت رقصم نشون داده می شد. Bees measure distance by the time taken in flight. A fast dance meant flying time was short and the food was close. Where there was a wind to fly against and flight was slower, the dancer slowed its dance. Okay? The distance was shown, the distance was indicated by the speed of the dance. Clear? Yes, Mrs. Ali? The distance was shown by the speed of the dance. Bees measure distance, measure اندازه گرفتن. زنبورا اندازه میگیرند the distance by the time taken in flight. They do not have meters or kilometers. They measure the distance by the time taken in flight. از طریق زمانی که صرف پرواز میشه مسافت رو اندازه میگیرند. پرواز fly is a verb, flight is the noun. پرواز, fly, پرواز کردن. Yes. A fast dance, a dance which was quick, meant or had the meaning that the flying time was short and the food was close, was near. Where there was wind to fly against, the flight was slower. And the flight was slower, the dancer slowed its dance. ببینید حتی میگه که مسافت که هیچی، اگه باد میومد که سرعت پرواز این زنبور رو که میخواست بره عسل بیاره رو کم میکرد، این آرومتر میرسید که به این بگه که باد میاد تو نمیتونی زیاد تون بری، اینقدر طول میکشه تا بری به اون محل و برگ. ایشون حدس چیه؟ اولیش که میگم خیلی منطقیه دیگه، اول بار که میبینه که یک زنبوری از روی میز یه تیکه عسل کش میره، این دیگه کش رفتنه دیگه، نرفته از گل برداره که برمیداره میبره تو کندو، بلافاصله زنبورهای دیگه هم میان و شروع میکنن به چیز کردن، به غارت. این عمل میگن غارت، وقتی خود عسل برمیدارن میبرن به جنگی برن شهر بیارن، به این میگن غارت. البته غارت بیشتر در تهاجم به کندوهای مجاور هم هست و مهلکترین چیز برای یک کندودار همین غارته، همون که در اجتماع ما هم هست، هرج و مرج. وقتی که نظام جامعی به هم میخوره غارت میشه همه چی. به هر حال بعد این وقتی کنجکاو شد شروع کرد به مطالعه اینا، کاری نداره که دیواره کندو رو شیشه‌ای کرده، فیلماشو تو تلویزیون دیدین، به جای اینکه چوبی باشه پلاستیکی درست کردن اون تو، میدیدن اینا چی کار دارن میکنن دیگه. بعدش هم اینا رو گرفتن و همین که اومده بود عسل بگیره با یه توری چیزی گرفتن رنگش کردن، پشتشو کلهشو بالشو، بعد ولش کردن رفت. بعد هی مطالعه ذره ذره متوجه شدن، این که یه روزی که نشده، شد 5 سال این بابا این کارا رو انجام داده، بالاخره متوجه شده که اینا هم زبون دارن و همه چی رو متوجه هم. حالا شما اینو میگید و کنار مشاهیر که پارسال یا پیرسال تو دنیا از بین رفته بودن، مثلا امپراتور ژاپن کیاکیا عکس یه اسب هم انداخته بود، همینطوری داشت میرفت لخت بدون زین و اینا، یالش و باد داشت میبود. میدونین کدوم اسبه بود؟ همون اسبی که تو تلویزیون برنامه دیدنی ها نشون داده بود که این داشته در برنامه پرش نمیدونم چی میشه، مانعی جلوش میاد، آب بوده چی بوده، این استوب میکنه سوارش میفته از پشتش میمیره. روز بعد این در استبل که باز میشه دوان دوان از استبل میاد بیرون، میره خودشو از یه پرتگاه میندازه پایین میکشه. حالا اونو بعد یکی بره مطالعه کنه. زنبور که دیگه انقدر کندو، میلیون ها کندو زنبور تو ایران و خارج هست مطالعه میکنن، تو ذهن اون حیوان چی میگذشته، چه احساسی نسبت به اون صاحبش داشته، که شاید این اولی مورد تو تاریخ باشه که یه هم تلویزیون خودمون نشون داد مردم دیده بودن. بعد سال که تموم شد من عکسشو تو تایم دیدم که همون لحظه که داشت میرفت که خودشو پرت بکنه پایین اسبه. خب The direction of the supply was reported by the straight line that followed the first half circle. The bee's sense of direction is based on the sun. In the morning, a dancing bee reporting honey east of the hive made its first run straight up the comb. This uprun showed the spectators that they must fly towards the sun. If the morning find was to the west, the bee made its run down the comb. Then the watchers flew away from the sun. The thousands of observations showed that runs in other directions had different meanings. ببینید میگه thousands of other observations، هزاران بررسی دیگه کرده این تا متوجه شد. خب the direction of the supply was reported was said by the straight line، straight the same as direct، that followed the first half circle. اولین نیم دایره رو که این زنبور ترسیم کرد، این نیم دایره هشت رو چه کار کرد؟ رفت به سمت بالا یا اومد به سمت پایین که بعداً نیم دایره دوم رو درست بکنه و هشت رو تکمیل بکنه؟ اینجا میگه که the first straight line was reported by the straight line that followed the first half circle. The bee sense of direction sense the same as feeling، احساس. احساس یا ادراک جهت in the bee is based on، is founded on the sun، مبتنی بر خورشیده، بر اساس خورشید جهت یابی میکنه.
Based on
founded on، مبتنی بر، بر پایه. In the morning the dancing bee reporting honey east of the hive made its first run straight up the comb. در صبح a dancing bee، اون زنبور رقصنده، reporting honey که داشت گزارش وجود عسل میداد، در کجا؟ east of the hive، در شرق کندو، شرق کندو در ساعت صبح، خورشید شرق کندو دیگه، east of the hive made its first run، اون اولین دویدن مستقیم خودش رو straight up the comb، به قسمت بالای، به طور مستقیم به قسمت بالای کندو انجام داد. this upran، این بالا رفتن، دو به سمت بالا، showed the spectators، showed the watchers that they must fly towards the sun، that they must go up، they must fly towards the sun، اونا باید به سمت خورشید برن. if the morning find was to the west اگر اون عسل یافته شده یه صبحگاهی was to the west در قسمت غرب کندو بود, the beam made its run down the calm, زنبوره به سمت پایین اون شانه عسل حرکت میکن. Then the watchers flew away from the sun. و به این ترتیب اون ناظرها, زنبورایی که ناظر این حرکت این, از آفتاب دور می شدن در جستجوی عسلشون, یعنی به سمت غرب می رفتن. Thousands of observations, thousands of studies showed that runs in other directions had different meanings, that running in other directions meant different things. Like the circular dance,
show
نشان دادن, داشتن که the figure of eight dance showed the richness of the nectar supply. During the straight line run, the bee wagged its abdomen, the hind part of its body. The faster the wagging, the richer the nectar. Like the circular dance, مثل اون رقص مدور, the figure of eight dance, رقص عدد هشت هم, showed the richness of the nectar supply, اون قنای ذخیره عسل رو نشون میداد. چطوری؟ During the straight line run, richness, قنا, ثروت, پری. During the straight line run, در طول اون دویدن به خط مستقیم, the bee wagged its abdomen. The bee wagged its abdomen. زنبور moved its abdomen. Wagged the same as move, تکان دادن. تکان میداد شکمشو. حرکت دادن. شکم. The hind part of its body, که قسمت عقب بدنشه, شکم زنبور قسمت انتهایی بدن زنبوره. The faster the wagging, the richer the nectar. هرچی این شکمشو سریع‌تر تکون میداد, یعنی این که بیشتر هیجان زده بود, بشه تابید که عسل بیشتره یا شهد بیشتره. Dr. von Frisch called these dances the language of the bees. He found that bees, like men, have different languages. A bee from the south of Italy could not give its messages to bees in a hive in another country. He found that bees, like human beings, have different languages. متوجه شد که زنبورا هم مثل انسان‌ها زبان‌های متفاوتی دارند. A bee from the south of Italy, زنبوری که در جنوب ایتالیا است, could not give its message, نمیتونست بده پیغامشو, to the bees in a hive in another country, پیغامشو به زنبورای یک کشور دیگه. اینا زبان کردی و ترکی و بلوچی و لوری و اینا دارن, اینا زبان هم دیگر رو نمیفهمن. با تمام این تفاصیل, این غریزه ها بر اساس محیط اونجا شکل گرفته, اون یکی بر اساس اون. Someday we may use these studies of the language of the bees to increase our supplies of honey. البته ایشون این کتاب ها من بهتون بگم نوشته, ممکنه مال 30 سال پیشه. یک روزی we may use these studies. ممکن استفاده کنیم از این مطالعات language of the bees, زبان زنبورها, to increase, که افزایش بدیم our supplies of honey, ذخیره عسلمون. We may tell bees where they will find orchards in bloom. ممکنه به اونا بگیم که where they will find, اونا پیدا خواهند کرد orchards in bloom. Orchard the same as garden. این بلوم در حال شکوفه. میگه مثلا یه جوری با یه حرکاتی با یه زنبور مصنوعی بتونیم به اینا نشون بدیم که آقا زود برید سراغ شکوفه های فلان باغ دیگه معطل نکنید. The message will begin with someone typing on a special tape instructions for the dance of an imitation bee in the hive. The message, این پیغام, will begin, will start with someone typing, با یه نفر که تایپ میکنه on a special tape, روی نوار مخصوص. چی رو؟ instructions for the dance, دستورات رقص رو, of an imitation bee in the hive, دستورات رقص رو برای یک زنبور قلابی در کندو. بهش میگن آقا تو این رقصا رو بکن مثلا به صورت کامپیوتری. اینا زود میرن. ایمیتیشن اول داشتیم یعنی تصنعی غیر مصنوعی. Man has lately learned in part a language that bees have used for unknown centuries. How many more languages are still to be learned? این سوالای رندانه‌ای که این آخرش میکنه واقعا بحث انگیز و به اصطلاح انسان رو به فکر فرو برنده است. میگه که بشر has lately learned, همین تازگی, اونم این پارت, نسبتا نه همشو, نسبتا a language, زبانی رو که that bees, که زنبورها have used for unknown centuries, زبانی رو که قرنهای ناشناخته زنبورها مورد استفاده قرار می دادن بشر همین تازگی یاد گرفته, اونم نسبتا نه همشو. میگه که how many more languages are still to be learned, چه تعداد زبانهای دیگه وجود داره که هنوز باید یاد گرفته بشه, یعنی هنوز ما هیچ اطلاعی ازش نداریم. اوکی. That was a very nice and interesting reading, huh? Did you like it or not like it? Mr. Khudai, did you like the reading or you did not like it?
Like.
You liked it? I'm glad to hear that you liked it. That is very interesting. Ms. Metterling has also studied a lot on ants and on honeybees and so on. Okay, please do the homeworks of this unit and the next unit for the next week. Mr. Ali Muhammad, long time no see. You have been absent recently. You went on a trip. Lucky you. Where did you travel?